Deliverr. Simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more. Visit deliverr.com.au. Worth. All the workshop equipment you need on the go. Download the new Worth app today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Yeah, welcome back. Patel Life Insurance. Visit tel.com.au. A man that was crowned the AFL Coaches Association Coach of the Year this week, and it was a sensational year in all ways but one, really, for the Port Adelaide Footy Club. They did everything but get through to this grand final, and I wonder how that sits with the man who's with the helm and had a sensational year. One of our favourites here is Kenny Hinckley, being good enough to join us. Welcome, Ken.
Morning, Gary.
Do we say congratulations? What's the appropriate welcome for you? Is congratulations appropriate?
Nah, not really, unfortunately. That's what you and I and Tim, we all understand that there is only one winner, and that's still to be announced on Saturday night. So congratulations is probably not the right word. I'm not sure exactly what it is. We certainly made some great steps forward, but we didn't get where we wanted to go.
And isn't that hard? Like, if there can be only one winner, then how do you measure success if it's ultimately, that means that there's 17 losers in the competition? I mean, there must be other measurements that you ticked off and thought that you'd got right.
Yeah, look, definitely, as I said, there's certainly lots of improvement, and there's lots of good things that have come out of the season for us. But we said and we wanted to be successful, and you're right, there is only, can only be one winner ultimately when it comes to our competition. But there's lots of things to, you can be, have some recognition for. And, we certainly achieved a lot of those things throughout the season, but we ultimately didn't get where we wanted to be.
Hey, Kenny, congratulations on your season and your award as well. Now that the dust has settled a bit, what's the takeout from that preliminary final loss that you keep mulling over in your mind? What is it that, is there anything, if in fact there's anything that worries you ultimately about that performance?
Yeah, look, there is, Tim. I mean, it seems to worry us, but that's like every game of football. And, and in a prelim final, as we all know, it comes down to just really small moments. And, there's little bits and pieces of the game. Look, we ultimately lost control of the ball through the middle of the ground, through the stoppages, which gave us up territory, certainly in the second half. We still managed to have 14 more entries than Richmond, but we just weren't able to get a score in really tough conditions. I mean, the conditions on last Friday night were incredibly tough for both sides, and that's just why it made it so much more difficult. But there's only going to ever be little things when you lose a game like that by 6 points, where you could have easily have won.
Hey, Kenny, at the beginning of the year, like, you soaked up the pressure obviously that was applied to you from the board there and Koshy personally about your coaching and where you're at. And you adopted an approach about that, and that was, okay, yeah, we're going after this. This is what we're going to do. This is what I believe our team's capable of doing. Did you think that was a risk at that time to do that and speak so stridently and confidently about what you thought this group was capable of doing?
I think everyone else did, Tim. I didn't. I thought that the group, at that stage, that was February, and we'd been through the whole of pre-season without any of the COVID interruptions, and our performance on the track throughout that, and I know that's difficult but to judge it by, but I just could see that the group were in a pretty positive spot. The year before, look, Gary, you just asked the question around being successful. The year before, we won 12 games after we reset the club, at the start of 2019, basically. At the end of 2018, we go, okay, well, we've got to make some changes if we ultimately want to get to the top. So we made those changes. We won 12 games. We didn't make the finals. I get all that. But we're on the cusp of the finals on a resetting team that was very young, with some really talented young people that you had to acknowledge were going to be better. And, that's what gave me confidence that we were going to be a far better team than we'd been in 2019. And, we're going to be ready to have a real go at it. And the competition's so close that given a couple of things go your way and a couple of things hold up, you're always going to be a good chance. And I believe that this team was going to be.
And you've added to that list over a number of years. You've been smart. You've done it by the draft. You've done it by getting players in from other clubs. So what do you need now, and how do you go about it? And what sort of pressure does, when you see one of your contenders in Geelong who are going to play in the grand final, already have attracted Jeremy Cameron? So how does that, that teams are going to get better? You know that they're going to have Jeremy Cameron walk into a grand final side. Does that put pressure on you to add to your list?
yeah, always. It puts pressure on you to improve your list, and that's one of the things that, you know, we're reasonably comfortable with, is that because of the COVID season, we had three, what we consider three first-round draft picks in Bergman, Williams and me, who never got an opportunity really to play AFL football this year. And normally, we would expect those boys to get some type of look at it, because the second-tier competitions were so disjointed throughout the season, whether you're getting 14-a-side games. And so those boys didn't really get a great role into AFL football. We played Mitch Georgiadis this year. You know, we'll bring in, you know, this year we'll also bring in another couple of young players who are really talented players, which we, you know, we've got Lockie Jones coming out of the Woodville Eagles, who's, you know, talked around the you know, the 10s to 12 type picks in the draft. We've got Tarj Schofield, Jared Schofield's son, coming in. You know, so we've got room to improve already within our squad and with a couple of boys coming in, and whatever happens in the trade period, which we won't be a very active player at all, I don't think, but whatever's there, we'll look at closely.
Yeah, it's a really interesting point, isn't it? So we talked about that yesterday in terms of draft going forward, that you're not really sure from the talent pool because you haven't had a look at it, but you've at least seen these guys in your system. How good can they be, those boys you talk about in Mead and Bergman and others?
Are they high-quality young kids? They're, you know, they're very talented young players, and certainly... I think Bergman was around pick 12 in the draft last year, and, you know, he's come from Victoria. He's had this whole season to deal with. Mitch Georgiadis, as I said, the same, had 6 or 7 games. You know, they're all very, very capable players, Gary. They're all very talented young players, but, you know, they've got to make the step that steps up, and they need some consistency about football. And, you know, I'm really optimistic that all three of those boys will play AFL football next year, no doubt. In fact, you know, when you consider Jones coming in as well, you'd think there's going to be 4 young people at some point get a game in our side. You know, we've lost a couple of veterans in Brad and Westy, you know, but only one player out of the prelim final side, and that's Brad. You know, we're optimistic that we've got players sitting there ready to go. And we had great depth. You know, we had a great year with injuries, so plenty of players wanting to have a go at it.
Hey, Kenny, there's so much discussion going on at the moment about the grand final, and in particular Dusty, how you slow him down, how you stop him, how you reduce his effectiveness. What do you think you need to do? And I know you obviously went through this whole exercise last week. It played out at the weekend on Friday night. What do you think that you need to do in terms of the containment of Dusty?
He's a unique player, Tim, and, you know, the way he plays now. And I think I heard Chris say at some point through the week, Chris Scott say something, Dusty's a forward, will he? He is when he wants to be, and he isn't when he doesn't want to be. And that's what makes him a little bit of a challenge, because he's such a, you know, if he's not the best player in the competition, he's the second best player. So he's obviously a high talented player. You know, if you've got the right matchup that can play with him right around the ground, that's handy. But I think everyone acknowledges that, you know, to disrupt one piece is pretty challenging now in the way football's played. But, you know, if there's a player that you want to put on him, and you've got the opportunity to put on him and hold with him, he's still going to kick a goal or two, I'd probably say that. He's still going to get 20 possessions more often than not. And, you know, when we consider the game last week, because it was a wet game and there's only 6 goals each kick, Dusty kicked 2, it's probably worth 4. And, you know, we didn't hold him as well as we would have liked. But he's a challenge, and I'm sure he'll be, Chris will be worried about what he's going to do, and but equally as worried as Damien will be about Paddy, I'd imagine.
Would you, if you had your time over again, would you play him the same way with Darcy Burns-Jones? Because, I mean, a lot of people have identified that as maybe the matchup that wasn't right for him. Would you do that again?
Yeah, no, that wasn't the preferred matchup for anyone. And for us, you know, a couple of kicks come out of nowhere in those conditions that Dusty was in the right spot, because he does know how to get forward with the ball at times. And he finds himself in a position that's a bit harder to control. And, you know, when he goes forward, and he goes forward deep, which I think the change Richmond have made is that when he goes forward deep, he's a much easier person to have the right matchup for. But when he plays high, you're playing a game that we've played. Darcy Burns-Jones is an All-Australian defender. So you get an All-Australian defender there, and you've got to play him the way you want him played. And, you know, Dusty was capable of getting in a couple of good opportunities and a good matchup, which strength-wise, he's always going to have a battle to win Darcy. But, you know, we have Darcy play such an important part in our team that we didn't want to disrupt that either.
Hey, Kenny, if Michael, I'm not saying he has or he hasn't, but if Michael Voss walked into your office this morning and said the North Melbourne job's a possibility for me, what advice would you have for him?
It's Michael's more than smart enough to know exactly what he needs to work through and look through if that was an opportunity for him. And look, all I know about Voss is that he's so much better prepared, Gary, for whatever opportunity takes. I hope and want him to be with us next year, but there's no way I'd ever stand in the way of him getting an opportunity, because if he's not the best prepared coach to have a go at it, I don't know where they are. So, he's got enough intel and knowledge to know what he needs to do and what he needs to check out if he's looking at that opportunity. But the way he speaks with me, I think he's pretty comfortable with where he's at. But, you know, if someone walks in and says, here's a job for you at senior level and you want to do it and you're desperate to have another go at it, it'd be pretty hard to knock back.
Yeah, and just a quick one on that. In what way have you seen him grow? If he has, I'm sure he has. So he's had the first crack at it, stands the reason. We've seen it with Brett Ratten, second time round, you're much better. What's the area that Michael Voss would be much better at second time round?
That is a slightly difficult question for me, because I wasn't with him first time round. But what he'll be much better at, without any doubt at all, and what I'm much better at 8 years in, is you need to have a team and you need to be able to trust a team of people to work with you. And you're not going to be able to get it done on your own. And if you are going to try and get it done on your own, you're going to work yourself into the ground too far and you're just not going to be valuable to the club. Michael knows that and sees that we operate as a team here, and that the importance that he plays in his role within that team, the role that I play, the role that, you know, Brett Montgomery, Nathan Bassett, Jared Schofield, all our development coaches play, you've got to give trust to all those people and make sure they know their job's very important, but they've got to do it well for you. So I think he'd just acknowledge how much a team event it is. He'd also be very, very, very well prepared when it comes to what the new world of AFL football is in and around the connection of the players and making them become one.
And just one final question, Ken. Are you interested in Orazio Fantasia? He signalled the fact that he wants to leave Essendon and he wants to go back to Adelaide. Are Port interested?
Oh, yeah, Tim, if a player of that quality was to become available, and if you're saying he has told Essendon, because as of yesterday, I didn't know that he's made any acknowledgement of the fact that he's leaving Essendon, but if he has done that, I think Chris Davies, our football manager, would be on record and said that we'd certainly be interested in anyone of that talent if they're coming back to South Australia.
Okay, the Bombers want to trade Ollie Wines for him. Are you happy with that deal?
If I'm being fair, the Bombers have asked about Ollie Wines for 8 years. We haven't said yes yet, so we're not likely to say yes today.
Hey, Kenny, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Enjoy what is left of the season and then a bigger 2021 for Port Adelaide.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Ken.
Kenny Hinckley, who's, we can talk about Kenny later. He's a star. Life, it leaves its mark on us all. We are there when it does. Tell Life Insurance.